try this again and hope that it works. I tried to get fancy earlier today and show World of Warcraft playing behind me, and it didn't work. I did the whole thing, and I spent like 10, 15 minutes recording, and then I played it back, and the video and audio was jerky on the video, and yada, yada, yada. Anyway, so what I was going to tell you guys is that I started playing World of Warcraft today, and everyone was really nice. I will say, though, the one thing is, I'm not a very task-oriented person, so, like, I don't like things that require me to do things over and over and over again. So I don't know how this is going to work. I've been playing World of Warcraft off and on for like 3 years, or it seems like anyway, but I'll start a character and then I'll stop, and then I'll start a character and then I'll stop. And anyway, so we'll see how it goes, but everyone was really friendly. I met at least one new person, Jeremy, who is very cute, by the way. I don't know if he watches this or listens, but if you do, Jeremy, you are very cute, and I will raid with you anytime, baby. But anyway, I spent most of the time, like, dying. So no one had a character low enough to help me. So I was on Skype, and I was talking to everyone, but they were doing their, you know, raid with their 85 characters or whatever, and I was off in some other world. I couldn't even find my way out of a city. That's how bad I am. I'm really bad with directions, and I need a GPS in real life, so I really need a GPS in the game, I think. I don't know, but everyone was really nice, and we had a good time. I was on there for a few hours, and then tonight I went and watched Puss in Boots with my family. I don't know why they wanted to watch Puss in Boots, but anyway, it was cute. I mean, I don't see spending money for a cartoon movie. Like, I don't see spending, theater money. Like going and spending the $9 or $10 for the ticket, and, you know, maybe buying popcorn and all of that. I see a cartoon movie as something you watch on Netflix after it's on streaming, or you rent it for $1 at a Redbox or whatever. I was noticing, though, not specifically with Puss in Boots, but they had some trailers for some other cartoon movies, and they're getting so realistic with the humans, you know. It's almost to the point where they look like a human that's just been made up, you know, kind of to look cartoony. So it's getting pretty good. I mean, I can see a day when you won't even need actors, you know. I know we won't ever get to that point. It's like we can synthesize instruments now, but we still a lot of times use the real thing. I see the same thing happening, but I think there will be a time when we can make a cartoon look so real that you don't even know that it's a human. And we're not there yet, but some of them were pretty good looking today, I have to say. So I didn't get anything else done. I started some laundry just now, and I'm working on getting the kitchen clean. I shaved my chest and my stomach so you guys can see, you know, how smooth I am. But anyway, and I decided I had to re-record this quickly because I have some other stuff to get done tonight, and I didn't want to miss a day. So I don't know if I said this. I'm Adam, and it's day 19 of National Podcasting Month. And I wanted to read an email that I got. Let me see if I can pull that up. So it's from Mark in Canada. And he says, "Hey, Adam, just wanted to let you know that I'm enjoying your Geeky Gay episodes and subscribe to your YouTube page. I love, love, love your theme music." Would this be the theme music that you're talking about? Let's see. It's still playing, but I could play it again. That theme music? it kind of makes you want to dance, doesn't it? Anyway, well, I can tell you, Mark, that that music is called Set Me Free. And it's by a, I don't know if he's, he's really just an electronic music person. I found it on a PodSafe music site. And if anyone's interested in that, I can put a link up somewhere or I can share it on Google Plus. So you guys just let me know if you're interested in that. Maybe I'll put a link to it on the Google Plus page. I'll have to save it to my website first and then I'll put a link up. But anyway, he said, did I get it from iTunes? I'll look and see if it's on iTunes, but I did not get it from iTunes. He says, I listened to your episode about going from being in a relationship with Maddie to being single. That was very helpful to me because I didn't understand why you were in a relationship with someone who was so demanding. And now I get it. Thanks. Yeah, you know, Mark, it's like people choose, you know, people to be in a relationship based on their own personalities. And I think that I just choose someone who's a little harder to please. We'll just leave it at that. Anyway, he says, one suggestion on getting organized is to make it sort of mindless and not overthink it. What I do when a room is a mess is to start from left to right and just start cleaning it up, moving to the right until I'm back at my starting point. It really works for me. You could probably do the same thing with your apartment and tackle a room a day. You know, I don't really have a hard time keeping a room neat, per se. The things that I have trouble with are making myself vacuum, do laundry, and do dishes. And dishes is the worst because I'll put them in the sink and then the food will dry on them and then I don't want to do them because it's hard to get dried food off of dishes. So I'm sure all of you know this, but anyway, it's very hard to get dried food off of dishes. And so then I don't want to do it because I know it's going to be super hard to get the dadgum dried food off of, I said dadgum. Well, I'm just letting all of you know how Southern I am. Anyway, it's better than the GD word, so whatever. I'm a redneck. I mean, what can I say? I'm not a redneck, but I'm Southern. But anyway, I put it off even more because I know there's food dried on there and it's going to take me forever to get it off. Take me forever to get it off, right? Anyway. I was going to go back to one other thing about World of Warcraft. So apparently, and hot guys, apparently there is a guild. The server that we're all on is called Proudmoore. And apparently there's a guild that I had heard about before, but the name of the guild is The Taint. And I kept telling everybody, when I think of Taint, I don't think of a gay pod or a gay guild on World of Warcraft. I think of that space between your balls and your ass. And I kind of like to lick that area. So every time I hear about the guild, The Taint, I think it makes me horny. I want to like lick something. And I've thought about joining, but I'm like, gosh, every time I say the name of my guild, I'm going to get horny, you know? And then of course I had to do the whole, are there any cute guys that are easy in this guild? So, you know, so I scoped it out and I think I know, you know, the lay of the land, so to speak, as far as the taint is concerned. I know I like my taint, so I'm sure they have a really good taint also. But anyway, it could be fun. I'm hoping that I can carve out some time to get my stuff done and to play a little World of Warcraft, to record these podcasts, and all of that stuff. Ramble Redhead did tell me that he was enjoying the podcast as well. I don't know if I mentioned that, and he subscribed to the YouTube channel. So thank you, Ramble. If you guys want to contact me, you can go over to YouTube and do a search for Geeky Gay TV. You can subscribe there. Or you can go to Google Plus and look for Adam Burns or Geeky Gay is the name of the page for the podcast. You can listen to my other podcast, Dubious Intent Plus, with Daniel Brewer, and you go to dubiousintent.com for that. And there are other places you can find me, but you'll have to ask me offline for that. Anyway, you can also email me, I forgot about that, contact@geekygay.com. Or you can Twitter me, Adam H, the number 2T. Adam H2T is my Twitter handle. And I'm on Facebook, but I don't know what my handle is or whatever. You'll just have to find me on there. And I want some comments about the old TV shows. What do you like? I got a comment from Wes Stone asking if we could find some old and Southern shows and watch them in a Google Hangout together over YouTube. So I guess he likes the and Southern. Anyway, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.